7 days in sunny June, long enough to bloom. Flowers on that sunbeam dress, you wore in spring. Yeah, yeah, the way we laughed as one. Why did you drop that bomb on me?
Good evening, everybody. What a joy it is to be back in the studio. This is your host, Travis, with Hitchhiker's Guide to Music. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a while. It's been over, maybe 2 months, I think. Because I don't think I made my last show of the last semester. I think I had something else going on. But I had a Christmas theme that I was going to do, and that never happened. But don't worry, we're not doing that tonight. I won't make y'all listen to Christmas music in January. I think that's a bit too early. What you just heard was Jamiroquai, if you didn't know, with 7 days in sunny June. And it seems like we actually have automation on. Aha, I knew it. Okay, yeah, what you heard was Jamiroquai, 7 days in sunny June, not Salami Rose Joe Lewis with Inside. I don't know why that got on there. Forgive me. But yeah, that was 7 days in sunny June off Driving Songs. And, you know, in times like this, with it is about 1 degree outside. That is what I'm talking about. Times like this, I mean the weather, nothing else. Or, you know, if you want it to be about the other things going on, maybe it is. 7 days in sunny June, it's a fun song. Makes me think of warmer times, warmer than they are now. Certainly friendlier than they are right now. But enough of that. Today's theme is, I came up with it today. That's the theme. I didn't have most of this playlist done until like maybe 10 minutes ago, which is a first for me. I'm usually way more well organized. And I had another thing that I was going to say, and I forgot what it was. But I'm sure I'll remember it when we listen to Butterfly by Jamiroquai, which is what we're going to listen to right now. So, oop. Excuse me, I bonked the mic. Here is Butterfly, also by Jamiroquai. Do enjoy.
Written on your face. Thank you.
late. I'm back once again. Travis, if you didn't remember. What you just heard were two more Jamiroquai songs, the first of which was Butterfly off Synchronized, followed by Space Cowboy, which is probably one of his most famous ones, behind, obviously, Virtual Insanity. I remembered what it was that I was trying to say earlier, and it was that, if you forgot, the name of this show is Hitchhiker's Guide to Music, and that is, of course, a reference to the book Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and also, I guess, the movie. And before starting this show, I had seen the movie, and it had been some time since I had seen the movie, but I had never read the book until this past winter break. I started and finished Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy for the first time, and it was a very good book. And as such, I'm keeping the name, because, you know, it's a good name, at least I think so. But yeah, I can officially say that I've finally read the book that my show is named after. Does that make me a faker, I guess, for about a year and a half? Yeah, but, you know, I'd seen the movie, so. I don't know. If you're mad about it, let me know. If you're not mad about it, let me know. You know, let me know your thoughts and opinions. We're going to change the vibe up a little bit. Just a little. Actually, a lot. A little bit. This next song still has some good bass in it, but it's a different genre. We're going to kind of shift gears into more of what I usually play, which is weird stuff. We're going to use a band called Church of the Cosmic Skull to get us to another band called the Viagra Boys. Or not the Viagra Boys, just Viagra Boys. And so, yeah, here is Church of the Cosmic Skull with, what is this song called? This song is called Is Satan Real? Well, I guess we're going to find out. So, here's that. Do enjoy.
Seeing your way of living, so I don't think I'll be giving anymore.
Anymore!
I heard it in water.
Thank you. I don't think he'll be living anymore. I heard it from your daughter.
I'm back once again. You just heard two songs, I think. Yes, that was two songs. That was Is Satan Real by the Church of the Cosmic Skull, followed by Therapy 2 by the Viagra... Not the... Sorry. Straight up. Just Viagra Boys. Keep messing that up. That was off their album Viagra Boys 2. No, sorry, not 2. Just straight up 1. But the... Deluxe edition, specifically, I guess the Japanese deluxe edition, although I think that's just what they call it. Anyways, it's a good edition. I like the new songs that they added to that album. We're going to do the PSA right now, before I forget, and we're kind of at the halfway mark anyways. This is the space heater safety tips PSA, I guess. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I wish I could have a space heater on me at all times. It is too cold. I'm not built for this. I mean, I like the snow, but when you get, when you get like 16 inches of snow in like a day, it kind of makes you wonder what you're doing here, especially for someone like me. Like, let's be real. 16 inches of snow? That's just a thing that can happen? That's ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music while I grovel about how much I like the snow. Don't let me sound like a hater. I do like the snow, but like for a week. And it hasn't been a week yet. But like, you know, let's kind of pack it up, guys. Let's get moving here. All right, here is Middle-Aged Humanoid by Viagra Boys. Do enjoy. It's a fun one. I'm back once again. You just heard three songs this time. That was Middle Age Dehumanoid by Viagra Boys off their album Viagra Boys, Japanese Deluxe Edition. Followed by ADD, also by Viagra Boys, but off a different album called Cave World, specifically the Deluxe Edition. Followed by this band that I kind of forgot that I listened to, called The Dead Pirates. I don't know the last time that they released an album. It could actually be shockingly recent. And you know what? I'm going to check that right now, because I will have plenty of time. That was off their album called Highmare from 2016, which was the last thing they ever released. Yeah, that has a very fun guitar solo in IMO, and it's a fun song. I may end up doing a theme one day where it's just, I call it Hype Moments in Aura, and it's just good guitar solo songs. But I feel like that would get kind of old pretty quick. Or maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it would pay off. Anyways, we're getting to the part of the show that everyone should anticipate every time I get on here, which is the part where I play King Gizzard. Is it a problem? Yeah. Do I like them? Also, yeah. So I play them. Here is, what do we have up first? Straws in the Wind. I think about the song a lot, actually. And, you know, it's fun. I like it. It's a good song. Anyways, we're going to listen to it so we can actually, like, get through these songs. Here is Straws in the Wind by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album KG.
Mindful of the weary inkling that is lurking. Just shit grin. Cooking something raw.
Is it all ending? Straws in the wind. Is it all ending? Like a slumber and we've all just awoken. I can see the bees will bump.
right. I'm back. Presumably for the last time, it is currently 10:54 and 40 seconds, which means I can't do a proper sign-off for about 15 more seconds. You just heard a lot of King Gizzard with none of me talking, which is shocking to me. The first was Straws in the Wind by KG... Straws in the Wind by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album KG, followed by A Journey to Shehel, or Sahel, Shell, you know. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album Sketches of Brunswick East with another band called Mild High Club. And that's a fun song. It is about them going to Shell, the gas station, which is funny to me because there's like 7 Shell gas stations back home, like right next to my house. Followed by Sense, also by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, off their album Paper Mache Dream Balloon, which is a very fun album. It's a very relaxing album. I like it a lot. It's good sleep music. Same with Sketches Brunswick East. Now we're kind of toning it down here, winding down, because it is 10:55, which means we got time for one last song. A little bit. We got time for most of one last song, which is King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard again with their song Sleep Drifter off their album Flying Microtonal Banana, which I was thinking of because my sister got me a sticker with that was talking about that album. This has been Travis. It'll continue to be Travis with Hitchhiker's Guide to Music on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, or maybe just WMFO Medford. You know, I'll just do both to be safe. But yeah, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Travis saying goodnight, everybody. We're going to close out with Sleep Drifter. Good night. Stay tuned. We have another host, I think, right after me, but we're going to carry on. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. sleep dream.